RTL Original Podcast.
Howdy folks, welcome back to Show Tunes, the podcast where we dig deep into the unforgettable theme songs that made television history. I'm Stephen Stepslow, and today we're heading down to Hazard County, chasing dust trails, dodging the law, and talking about one of the most beloved and recognisable TV theme songs of all time. Yep, we've said it, and we've said it again, The Dukes of Hazard. Now, let's be honest, even if you've never seen a full episode of The Dukes of Hazard, odds are you know the theme song. You know, it's this one.
Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
That's right, we're talking about Good Old Boys, written and performed by none other than Waylon Jennings, a cornerstone of outlaw country music. The song wasn't just what you consider to be a backdrop for the show, it was its soul. First aired in 1979, I was one, The Dukes of Hazard was a wild mix of action, comedy, and rural Americana. It also had plenty of denim and some cut-off shorts.
Just a good old boy. Wouldn't change if they could.
Following Beau and Luke Duke, two fun-loving cousins running afoul of the corrupt Boss Hogg while outwitting the law in their iconic Dodge Charger, the General Lee. But the theme song, that's what stuck in your head long after the credits rolled, right? Here's the fun part. Waylon Jennings didn't just sing the theme, he was also the show's narrator, known only as the Balladeer. His dry, often tongue-in-cheek interjections tied episodes together, giving the series an almost fairy tale quality, albeit one with car chases and moonshine. What makes Good Old Boy so iconic isn't just that same said catchy melody or the smooth twang of Waylon's voice, it's the perfect fit with the show's spirit. Jennings managed to harness the rebellious charm of Beau and Luke without glamorising them. They weren't saints, no, just good-hearted mischief makers trying to do the right thing in a crooked county. And we all kind of wanted to be a little bit like them.
Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way.
Now, here's something wild. Waylon Jennings originally didn't appear in the opening credits, only his voice was heard. For much of the series' run, fans didn't even see him sing the theme. His image was added only in the final season. Talk about playing it cool.
Wouldn't change if they could.
And guess what else? The theme song wasn't just a TV favourite, it was a bona fide hit single. Good Old Boys hit number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the country charts in 1980. That's rare air for a TV theme. It proved that a song could transcend the small screen and hold its own on the radio. The cast too helped cement the theme's legacy. John Schneider, who played Beau Duke, actually pursued a country music career himself, likely inspired in part by Jennings' impact on the show. And you've got Tom Wopat, who played Luke Duke, another actor with a strong musical background. Music was then in the DNA of the show, and it's no surprise the theme resonated so deeply with viewers and audiences. Fast forward to 2005, when The Dukes of Hazard was adapted into a feature film starring Johnny Knoxville, Sean William Scott, and Jessica Simpson. It wasn't great, really, but we enjoyed it nonetheless for the nostalgic value. But guess what? Yep, Good Old Boys was still there. This time, Waylon Jennings even got a little revival buzz, thanks to renewed interest in the song. The fact that they didn't replace the theme tells you everything about its staying power. Sure, The Dukes of Hazard has had its share of controversy and critique in recent years. The show is a time capsule of late 70s Southern culture, warts and all, and in the modern day, we don't look at it with the same type of filter. But the theme song? Well, it remains one of the most universally loved TV themes of all time. It's nostalgic, it's infectious, and it's 100% authentic.
Just a good old boy. Wouldn't change if they could.
So, next time you hear that twangy guitar or those first few bars, you'll know why it still makes people smile and try and slide across bonnets and jump in two-footed through the window of their car. It's a musical snapshot of a simpler, wilder time in TV history, and thanks to Daisy Duke, spurred a complete fashion icon status. That's it for this episode of Show Tunes. Be sure to follow us for more behind-the-scenes stories of the songs that shaped our screens. Until next time, keep your ears open and your wheels spinning. See ya.